This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, my name is John Wells, and on behalf of the U.S. Department of Justice Cops Office, I'd like to introduce you to Commissioner William Evans of the Boston Police Department. Commissioner Evans is here today to discuss his perspectives on constitutional policing. Thank you for making time to join us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Commissioner, in your opinion, what does constitutional policing mean to you?
Well, to me, constitutional policing means respectful policing. You know, respecting people's rights as we go about our job, but also, you know, the public respecting the tough job we have to do. You know, there's a lot of give and take, and our main goal is to keep the community safe and do it in a manner that follows the laws. It's mutual respect, it's common sense, it's just making sure, you know, we respect each other.
How have you been able to adapt your training to leverage concepts of fair and impartial policing?
We start in the academy. You know, we do inherent bias training in the academy. We bring in a lot of speakers. We bring in mothers who have lost young children to violence to speak to the officer. So they understand what the child and the mother and the whole family unit is going through. Being in gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender groups in, we let them speak to the officers. We have our officers, youth, connect, come in, and the youth of the neighborhood speak to our officers. So we bring a lot of culture into our academy. So when the officers come out of the academy, they have a better understanding of the community, and they're actually part of the community.
How has the culture of your department affected the way your officers interact with the community?
Well, when they come out of the academy, they understand them. They understand the culture. They understand that a lot of these kids don't have a lot. They're victims of, you know, society where there's unemployment, there's disadvantage, there's inequity. And so we try to teach that. And bringing the groups in, when our officers come out, they have a lot of empathy for what a lot of these kids go through. And I've always talked to the academy classes, and I try to stress for them, there's no such thing as a bad kid out there. All the kid needs is the right opportunity, and they can be anything that they want to be. And that's the culture. That's what the message we're trying to send, and I think it resonates with a lot of the officers, and it helps in our effort in community policing.
In the wake of Ferguson, Missouri, what can the community and law enforcement do together to discuss and collaborate on issues related to race, disparity, and equity?
Well, I think we can all pull together, dig down deep to what's causing the friction that's going across the country. I think we continually meet with clergy, we meet with our community partners, we're meeting with the youth. Just last night, we had a youth police dialogue where myself and my command staff met with about 100 kids from the community, and we discussed issues surrounding race. We discussed issues around stop and frisk. We were there to hear their perspective on what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and what they believe we could do better. So, you know, it's a mutual respect, but it's also a learning curve where we know we don't know everything. We know we're not perfect. And we interact with all members of the community to say, hey, what could we be doing better? You know, I think after Ferguson, all departments have to have that dialogue, whether it's good or not, so we're all a better police department.
Commissioner, thank you for your time and your expertise.
Thank you.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The Cops Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.